we're back with our Aging World for this Saturday afternoon. So glad that you have decided to join us today and remind you that we come your way each and every Saturday from 3 until 4 o'clock following the Tony Pekosik shows and, of course, all the great programming here on Integrity Radio, 1330 AM and the new 101.5 FM. This segment of Our Aging World is brought to you through the courtesy of Heartland of Mentor, providing skilled nursing and rehabilitation, the care you need, the expertise you want. Call Katie at 440-897-2091. Katie was a great guest on our last couple segments there. You can give her a call at 440-897-2091. Visit heartlandnursing.com. Also, Lake Tran, you can attend free Seniors on the Go program at local libraries and senior centers. Find out when Lake Tran will be at a location nearest you. Visit their website at www.laketran.com for a free ride. We've got a great final couple segments here of our show for this Saturday. Joining us in the studio is Takesha Morgan. I met her at a recent Senior Services Levy Coalition meeting, and she joins us from the Lake Geauga Recovery Centers. And Takesha, thanks for coming out and spending a couple minutes here with us
today. Thank you for having me here today.
You're a prevention specialist with the recovery centers.
Yes. Huh?
How long have you been involved?
I've been at Lake Geauga for about 2 years now, moving right after I got my master's in public health and starting off and doing prevention for opiates, but then I moved to full-time for problem gambling now.
Uh-huh. And I know that that's part of the focus that we'll sort of zoom in on our radio program today. Tell us and our audience a little bit about what Lake Geauga Recovery Centers is all about. It's you know, it's sort of its mission and and how it helps our community here in Lake County.
Yeah, definitely. So Lake Geauga Recovery Centers is a nonprofit organization. We're funded by both Lake County Adams Board and the Geauga County Mental Health and Recovery Services Board. So we offer services for adults that's facing some issues that deal with alcohol or other drugs or tobacco, as well as problem gambling. So either if their lives are affected by their own use or use by another loved one or family or friend as well. Where I work in our agency, I work in our prevention team. So we do more of the education and awareness in both Lake and Geauga counties. We bring awareness and education and marketing and community outreach to both counties to reduce the onset of alcohol and drug use among youth, but also to do prevention and also talk about our different resources that deals with treatment in both communities.
I can imagine you probably really do make the rounds at all the you know, various schools, and you're hitting probably community organizations, senior centers as well.
Yes,
touching base there.
Yes, so we're collaborating with senior centers, with colleges, also different behavioral health agencies such as Beacon Health and Ravenwood and the Adams Board, and also domestic violence shelters as well to talk about different issues and also extended housing.
And is Lake Geauga, obviously it's for both counties, is the main headquarters there the only one in Painesville, or is there something out in Geauga
as well? So the main headquarters would be in the Mentor office, which is on Mentor Ave, but then our other two locations are the one in Painesville and also the one in Chardon as well.
Okay. Wow, that's so fascinating. It's such an important agency, of course, and a good partner, too, to the Council on Aging and all the good work that our senior programs, you know, provide. So, wow, what got you into public health? It's, you know, and the reason I'm asking, my dad was a health inspector.
Oh, really?
Registered health sanitarian.
But he has a lot of crazy stories.
Oh, man. You said it. See, so you know. Our dinner time was always pretty interesting with five brothers sitting around the table and dad telling about his day at work.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. What kind of started me with public health, when I went into school, I actually wanted to go to be a physician. And then I realized I don't really like helping people recover from certain things. I wanted to prevent things from happening.
Wow.
So I was more into the nutrition and the prevention of drugs and alcohol and mental health and other issues that people are facing. So I was more on the treating the public side rather than the individual and preventing from these things from happening.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's fascinating. And a great story, indeed. So oftentimes we have guests on our show, and we really do try to educate as much as possible about the crisis, the opiate problem that our county and our neighbors face.
Yeah.
Today we're going to talk about another serious situation that is prevalent within our county. And I'll just turn it over to you. This was a brainchild that you were very involved in with the Get Set Before You Bet campaign. Tell us about that.
So the Get Set Before You Bet campaign was formed under ORG, which is Ohio for Responsible Gambling. So it was created to reduce problem gambling and to build awareness about the resources that are available for prevention and treatment for problem gambling and gambling disorder. So the Get Set Before You Bet is meant to provide education and grow awareness for people who are gambling to make sure they're gambling for fun, and if those who have problems with gambling, knowing the resources and where to go get treatment. So this campaign is actually supported by funds that are actually collected through the Ohio taxes on gambling. Once the casinos actually came in 2012, it was written that 2% of their earnings had to go towards prevention and treatment in Ohio. So that's where that came from.
Okay, yeah, speaking for myself, I remember hearing that they were going to put a certain percentage of that, some of it to schooling and things like that, but toward educating folks about gambling issues and gambling problems. So you said a key thing there when it goes beyond, I mean, boy, it could be fun,
you
know, you get a group together, go down to one of the casinos, have some fun, but when it goes beyond those normal bounds of fun.
Yeah.
Recreation, and when we look at entertainment, right?
Yeah, exactly. And then especially the stands with the state and also with our agencies that we're neutral when it comes to gambling. If you're going to gamble, especially if you're of age, then make sure you're just having fun with it. But like you said, if it starts to affect your mental, physical health, your finances, your reputation, and you want to stop but you can't stop due to an urge or compulsion, then that's when it becomes a problem. That's when we're looking to put you into some type of treatment in that area.
So in that case, and I'm sure we'll get into it in more depth here, but that's where the Lake Geauga Recovery Centers comes in and can provide that assistance. Is it the person themselves that is having the issue calling you, or do you have a team that goes out, or is it neighbors and loved ones, that type of thing?
Well, it's kind of a mixture of all of it. When we do more, especially on the prevention side, do more of the awareness and to tell people more about our resources, then we usually, it's normally actually like the loved ones and the family members that like clicks in their head like, oh, this sounds like mom, this sounds like dad, let me reach out and give them these resources. And then they'll probably call us and they'll do a whole intake process where then we can get them within an assessment to see how severe the issue is with the gambling, and then they can go into the treatment. And the good thing about it is that our treatment services are absolutely free when it comes to the problem gambling, and that's because of that 2% that comes from the taxes from the casinos.
So now you've been involved with Lake Geauga Centers, you said, for probably a little over 2 years or so. Have you seen any type of numbers changing either way, going north or south? Or,
yes, definitely. So the funny thing is, though, the Get Set Before You Bet campaign used to be the 95% campaign that we had going for the state.
I see that on here.
Yeah, it used to be the 95%. That campaign is actually changed over to the Get Set Before You Bet because, unfortunately, that number of 95% had went down. Oh. So then Be the 95% was saying that 95% of the people in Ohio who gamble can gamble responsibly. But now that number has gone to about like 90%. So now we're about 10% of the Ohio population who gamble are kind of having some problems when it comes to gambling now.
And do you have any clues as to why that number is dropping? I mean, I would probably guess maybe the casinos are more, you know, available.
Yeah, it's the access and availability to the gambling, because when that survey was done, it was done prior to 2012.
Oh.
So since the casinos came, now we have some people, you don't have to go out of state to go to the casinos. We also had that time period where a lot of the internet cafes were popping up in Ohio and then going away, then popping up again. So some of those numbers kind of fluctuated because of the access and availability.
So Get Set Before You Bet campaign. What are some of the warning signs that someone might have if they have a gambling, you know, problem?
Yeah. So some of the warning signs, a big warning sign is obviously lying. Lying about how often you gamble, how much time you spent, or even how much money you spent. Another thing is to see if they're having some type of secrecy over their money and their finances, especially if you're a spouse and you're living with your children or your wife or your husband, and you start to hide the bank statements or different bills. That can be a warning sign. Mm-hmm. Not having any money despite having that same income and expenses. So if there were no big purchases such as a new home or a car or a child on the way, but yet you still need money due to without having the difference in income and expenses. Maybe if you see someone missing some jewelry or some valuables or some high assets, that could also be a warning sign. When you see someone gambling on credit, taking out loans or cash advances, that's a really big warning sign. And then also when you see people using gambling to cope with emotional or physical pain, that can be some type of issues that can turn into some type of problem with the gambling later on.
Wow, fascinating. Boy, this is such great information that you're giving. I hope that our audience is able to process all of this, because it affects all of us, people in our families, our neighbors, and so forth. And I thought maybe we're going to take a little break now, but maybe when we come back, we could talk a little bit more about how this can affect our aging community here in Lake County. So, we've got a really great expert with us today, Takesha Morgan, who's prevention specialist from the Lake Geauga Recovery Centers, and we hope that you will join us in our final segment for today's program. Keep it right here to Integrity Radio, WINT. This is Joey Tomsic with you from the Lake County Council on Aging. We'll be right back.